KJAN Sports.
It's time now for high school basketball on KJAN. Live from Harlan, here is KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Thank you very much, Marissa. We are here tonight here at Harlan Community High School as we get set for a boys varsity contest here this evening between the Atlantic Trojans and the Harlan Cyclones here on the boys side. And should be a fun ball game here tonight. Both teams are getting themselves warmed up. Harlan's already gone to the locker room to talk things over here before we get started. Atlantic's still out on the floor getting some things worked out here before the ball game here tonight. And, of course, when these two teams get together, you know, it always has a little extra meaning in the back of everyone's mind out there on the floor. And, of course, between these two teams, they definitely have some history here within the past couple of years and having some back-and-forth battles. Atlantic, we hate to say revenge game, but they definitely have it in the back of their mind from last season. They won both games in the regular season against Harlan, but then took one on the chin in the postseason that ended their season. So you know that they've kind of had this one a little bit circle and pencil on the calendar, getting ready for a ball game like this tonight to go on the road and play especially.
Yeah, three distinctly different games last year, too. Atlantic winning easily on their home floor in the regular season, and then winning an overtime game up here that saw a couple of dramatic finishes toward the end of regulation, the end of the overtimes. But then Atlantic didn't play well at all in that postseason game as Harlan took care of business and really controlled the game throughout. And these two teams are looking to see where they are now. Of course, you've got a few different faces here and there with graduations, people moving on, but Atlantic and Harlan both expected to be two of the teams near the top of the conference, and they both are right now. We'll find out who's a little bit closer here at the end of the night.
And it should be a fun ball game here for you. Both teams, have great records so far here on the season. Atlantic coming in at 6-1 overall, 3-1 in conference play, and Harlan at 4-1 overall and 3-0 in conference play. They did lose their one ball game to Creston, but that did not count in the conference standing races with that early season ball game. So both teams do have one loss under their belt, so I guess a little bit of experience behind them as well.
Yeah, they beat Shenandoah, Dennis, and Kemper Catholic to start the season and then lost to Creston in a non-conference game before winning over Underwood on Saturday, a 75-32 win stepping out of conference. Atlantic has had a couple of three-game win streaks already. They started the year with wins over Glenwood, St. Albert, and Red Oak, then lost to Kemper Catholic in a tough one, and then came back and won three straight road games at Clarinda, at Shenandoah, and at Norwalk all last week to improve to 6-1, and they would love to finish off the pre-Christmas campaign here with a win tonight and then a win at home on Friday night against Lewis Central.
So the Trojans are looking to try to get a road victory here tonight, and which should be a fun ball game here for you here on KJAN. Thanks for listening in here tonight on AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web for you as well at KJAN.com, and don't forget about our mobile apps for the iPhone and Android platforms. You can download those for free to listen on the go. We'll take a break, come back, give you the starting lineups, and look a little deeper at these two teams with some numbers. Listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Pierbolt Chiropractic, located at 404 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Let the certified doctors help you with your sports injury. They accept preferred providers on over 600 insurance companies. That's Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic, 712-243-1554. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their blizzards, shakes, royal treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese, and, of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland. Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn, celebrating over 70 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly professional staff offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity.
Welcome back here to Harlan High School here tonight as we get set for boys varsity play between Atlantic and Harlan. We'll take a look at these two teams here for you. For the Trojans going on the road here tonight, this is what their starting lineup looks like, and we'll let you know some numbers after we tell you who's starting as well. Number 15, Sam Markham, the 6'2 senior. Number 21, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 senior, running the point. Number 31, Stuart Hoig, the 6'2 wing spot. Also number 33, Dalton Franken, the 6'6 senior. They're working inside and outside, and number 45, Harrison Hoig, will be doing a lot of the work down low, the 6'2 senior here tonight, the starting lineup for the Trojans and the head coach, Steve Blazer.
Well, the Trojans with a solid starting five. They have three players averaging in double figures. Dalton Franken leading the way at 18 points a game. Sam Markham averaging a little over 11. And Chad Christensen right at 11 points a game. Harrison Hoig with 8. Stuart Hoig with about 6.5 per game. As a team, they shoot 43.6% from the floor. Led by Dalton Franken, who's hitting on 51.5% of his shots. Harrison Hoig inside 50% on his shots. The three-point numbers aren't going to wow you right now. They're shooting right at 25%, 27 of 108. But they shot well Saturday night, and they're hoping that that carries over after a tough start from the arc here this year. Free throw shooting, they're in 68.6% team on the year. Dalton Franken shooting 78% to lead them. Franken's also their leading rebounder, averaging just a little under 10 per game. And look at the steal numbers for Atlantic, 80 so far in their first seven games. That's 11.4 per game steals. You can never sit back and be complacent when you have the basketball against Atlantic.
And Atlantic will do a little bit of pressure at time to time as well. And, of course, they really like to press when they get in the half court. They've got a lot of guys with long arms that can get in there and create those steals. For the Harlan Cyclones tonight, head coach Mitch Osborne, a lot of experience on that sideline as well. They'll send out this starting five lineup. Number 55, Nathan Cave, the 6'4 junior. Number 25, Gabe Ferry, the 6'3 junior. Number 3, Adam Jewell, the 6'1 junior. Number 23, Nate Claver, the 6'2 senior. And number 31, Trey Landsman, a 6'6 junior, starting five for the Cyclones.
A couple of players averaging double digits. Trey Landsman, 14.2. Gabe Ferry, 13.6. Nathan Cave, averaging 9.8. Adam Jewell, 8.2. They've got a pretty solid core there of the four players. They shoot 46.3% from the floor, led by Trey Landsman, who's hitting almost 59% of his shots. Gabe Ferry at 52, and also you've got Nathan Cave at 50%. They do a lot of damage down near the basket. They're 37.4% from the arc. They shoot 64.6% from the free throw line. Trey Landsman, their leading rebounder, with 31 so far in their five games this year. Nate Claver leads them in assists. And we mentioned Atlantic steal numbers, 11.4 a game they average. About half that for Harlan, 5.8. But actually, 5.8 wouldn't be a bad number normally, but Atlantic's is so off the charts that it pales in comparison. So, yeah, a couple of solid basketball teams, both well-coached.
So both teams are now being introduced here. They're finishing up the introductions here now for the home squad, the Harlan Cyclones, and Atlantic has just been introduced here to the crowd as we get set for your basketball game here tonight. Go ahead and take one more quick break. Be back at the tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Homes of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle is your local trained dealer. Whether your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. The Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn invites you to stop in and take a tour. You don't have to be Danish to explore the heritage and the traditions. Across oceans, across time. At the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn.
National anthem taken care of here by the Harlan Pep Band, and we're ready to play basketball here tonight. Once again, it's Atlantic on the road at Harlan in boys hoops play. Of course, a little bit earlier start time than you're used to, perhaps the 6 o'clock tip-off here this evening. And once again, you can catch this ball game in a multiple array of platforms here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJN.com, and our mobile apps are available for free download as well through the iTunes and Google Play Store for both the iPhone and Android platforms. And we're ready to start here. Atlantic in their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. Harlan in the home whites with the red and black lettering and trim. And both teams are out on the floor, just about ready to get things tapped, making sure they get some of the band equipment a little bit further away here from the corner of the floor. Don't want to get anybody to go head first there into a drum, so get that taken care of. And Dalton Franken will be in the center circle to tap things up here. He'll be tapping it up here in the middle against Trey Lansman, and the tap is going to be won by the Cyclones, and they'll start off with the basketball. Working from right to left here as they start the ball games. You look at the radio dial. Pass right side here for the Cyclones. They get it over to Gabe Ferry. He'll take a couple of dribbles and kick it back outside. Jewell dumps it down low. Lansman finds a seam. Christensen went up high, quick off his feet. Lansman stayed down and then drew the foul contact and got the shot to go. He'll have a chance at a three-point play here early.
A quick power move there by Lansman, just spinning backward, get himself into the lane, get himself in position. He was overplayed out front, and that allowed for the opportunity to get that basket down inside.
And he does knock down the free throw attempt, so it's 3-0 Harlan right off the bat here tonight with their first offensive possession. Atlantic will now have the basketball here. Christensen will send it right side to Markham. Markham up top to Stuart Hoy. Stewart, a pump fake, a dribble drive, nice pass around, right around the Harrison Hoy, blocked though inside by Lansman. Back the other way, it's into the hands of Jewell. Jewell will kick it across here to Claver. Nate Claver out front with the basketball here as Harlan sets up. They'll kick it over here left side. They get it off to Gabe Ferry, now back over to Jewell. Right side it goes, Claver, quick pass down low, cutting across was Gabe Ferry. Now they get it back outside. Claver will lob it over the top, Lansman, they got it over the top of the outstretched arm there of Harrison Hoig, and the easy lob will count for another easy bucket, and it's 5-0. Now the other end, a three-pointer right at the top of the key for Dalton Franken right up the floor. In and out, rimmed out, no good. Rebound of the Cyclones. Claver will kick it over here up top to Ferry. Now get it right back and set things up once again at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, needs some help. Tapped away, and ball's going to go out of bounds. Touched by Harrison Hoig. It'll be a Cyclone ball on the far sideline.
Here, the Trojans had a battle Saturday night against Norwalk's Carson Miller, a big 6'8" kid inside, but Trey Lansman is a little lankier.
And he goes up high to catch the inbound pass. They lob it to him down low. He got caught awkwardly in a tough position to try to put up a shot, forced it up and missed it. Now the Trojans come back the other way. Stuart Hoig has it here out front. Hoig will work it out top here, kick it over to Christensen. He'll try the three from the left side. That's good. Chad Christensen with the triple, and that's a good start from the outside there from the Trojans as they missed the one just barely from the top from Franken a moment ago, and then Christensen buries it left side. Now a quick steal here as Stuart Hoy gets in the passing lane in front of Jewell and steals it away. Pass down low to Markham, who got underneath the basket. Wraparound layup is good, and the foul call.
Yeah, they missed Markham coming up the floor. He had an opportunity down there. They could have lobbed it inside to him. Didn't get it to him quite quick enough, but he was still able to work his way free underneath and get the easy points.
Nathan Cave picks up the foul, and we're going to go to the line here to try to pick up a three-point play. And Markham will try to take a lead here, and he does. He knocks it down. So it's 6-5. Trojans take the one-point advantage. A little pressure here on the inbound, and now the Cyclones throw it away. They got it into Claver. He tried to wrap a pass around. Tough one over to Lansman and just threw it out in front of him too far and throws it away.
You know, we mentioned the steal numbers before the game. Atlantic averaging about 11.5 steals a game, but more so than that, they create a lot of turnovers with their quickness.
A couple already here for the Cyclones. Inbound now for Atlantic, and they'll have it out top here with Hoig. Stuart Hoig will hand it off now here to Christensen, and they'll reset. Bring the two big guys out front to screen. Christensen, nice pass there. Right off the screen, Harrison Hoig slips down the middle of the lane. Christensen found him, and he gets the layup to go, and he fell to the floor as he put it home. 8-5 now, Trojans lead it. 6:30 left to go here in this first quarter. Up top, Claver has it. We'll lob it over to Jewell, left side. Jewell, back up top, they go to Lansman. Lansman, a pump fake and a kick out left side. Jewell will try the three in the corner, and he hits it. Adam Jewell with the triple. And we're now back to 8-8, a tie ball game. Left side pass now, Franken. He'll drive inside. Kicks it across over to Christensen. Christensen had to go track it down. Now throws it to Hoig in the lane. Lost the handle on it, and it's tapped and stolen away. Atlantic loses that one. Up the floor we go the other direction here. And now out right side. They'll kick it to Nathan Cave. He'll try the three-pointer and hit it from the outside. Nathan Cave, the 6'4 junior, hits the triple. And it's now 11-8. Cyclones take the lead back. Left side here for the Trojans. They have it to Markham. Up top they go down to Stuart Hoig. Franken, right side, one-on-one with Landsman. He'll get a screen, but he'll dribble into the center. Stop at the free throw line, pull up, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Jewell tracks it down for the Cyclones. Harlan with the basketball here, leading by three. 4:20 left to go here, first quarter. Up top, Jewell will get by. Hoig reacted too quick on the defensive play. Jewell got by him, missed the shot, though, and then a rebound attempt and the shot attempt by Claver. He's going to get a foul call, and he'll go to the line here to shoot two.
That was tough, that backside rebound just falling right in the hands of Claver. An opportunity, Christensen trying desperately to keep him away from the basket, but that's going to be his second foul.
So just two on the team and both on Christensen. Going to have Christensen check out as well here as Ben Nelson's going to come into the ball game here. Also checking in for Harlan, they will bring in Jake Degas into the ball game. Claver at the line here, he made the first one, makes the second one. And now we have a 13-8 ball game. Claver with the free throws. Up top now, Atlantic with it. Markham will run the point. He'll drive right side. Curl a pass back up top now to Franken. Franken looks left here to Stuart Hoig. Back up top, Markham. Pump fake, dribble drive, spins in the lane, gets the defender to duck under, and then he goes up and gets one off the glass. Nice move there by Sam Markham.
A lot of movement there by Markham. He spun around a couple of different ways before he's finally able to rattle that one in.
13-10, your score now here. Harlan leads by three. Right side dribble for Claver. He picks it up, needs some help, gets it back up top now. They kick it across here, left side to Landsman. Landsman will dribble drive, kick it in the corner here. Ferry now back to Landsman as he got behind, but Franken comes down to help. Landsman missed the shot. Franken gets the rebound. Up the floor, Dalton Franken on the run. Had it tapped away for a moment from behind. Now we'll shoot the shot along the baseline. Nice, tough rebound that time by Ben Nelson going up high to grab it. Trojans will reset out front here with Markham. Markham will drive right side, kicks it out, and pass a little too far out in front of Stuart Hoig, and they'll turn it over.
Been a game of runs here early on. Harlan up 5-0 early. Atlantic answered back with 8 straight points, taking 8-5 lead, and Cyclones have answered back with a second 5-point lead here. Now it's 3, and almost a, now there is a steal.
Markham got in there and tapped it away from Landsman as they put on a little full-court pressure, and they steal it away and get it right back. Trojans with an opportunity here, and Markham will pick up his dribble, kick it over here right side. Now back in the middle they go here to Stuart Hoig. Hoig will back up for the three, missed it off the mark, and no chance on the rebound try there. Harrison Hoig tried to dive for it, but he's already out. And we'll have it inbounded underneath now. Trojans put on pressure once again here off the inbound. Claver lost his footing for a moment, but now gets it back and has it out front. Picks up his dribble, now hands it off here. They'll give it off to Degas. Degas back to Claver. Claver will drive right side. Has it slapped away for a moment by Ben Nelson. Recovers it, gets it back outside. Three-pointer on the way by Degas is missed. Rebound fought for, still bouncing around on the floor, and Harrison Hoig is going to track it down. Now off to Dalton Franken, had it slapped away, but now he'll drive up the floor, stop baseline, kick it back up top to Markham, and he'll slow it down. 2:02 left to go here, first quarter. 13-10, Harlan with the lead. Crossover here, Markham has to pick up his dribble. Tough defense that time. Ferry tried to reach in there. He's able to get it across. Now they get it inside to Harrison Hoig, and he lost the handle on it. A little bit of a tap, and then he tried to get one more dribble on it and just pushed it out of bounds, and they'll turn it back over.
It's difficult with both of these teams. Offensively, you think you see a big enough seam to get to the basket, but you'd have to realize how quick and how athletic these other players are on defense. Those holes close very quickly.
So Harlan back up the floor here with the ball. And we'll kick it left side to Jewell. Jewell right inside and Landsman. He turns towards the basket. Misses the shot short, though. Rebound comes down to Markham, who flew underneath. Up ahead to Franken. He'll pull up from 17 and knock it down. Dalton Franken there with the bucket. And it's now 13-12. Harlan a one-point advantage. Claver has it out front. Gets a screen, goes left side. Gets it right back to Cave. He pump fakes, goes right side. Kicks it in the corner. Quick trigger there by Ferry. Missed the three. Rebound to Stuart Hoig. Trojans come right back down the floor. Markham Kicks it over now to Hoig here right side. Stewart with it. We'll kick it over now to Franken. Franken back up top. Ben Nelson, a crossover, dribble drive in traffic. Floated one up. Had it partially blocked. Rebound on the floor. Harrison Hoig comes up with it. Picks it out now here to Franken. Franken just across the line. Missed the shot. And the rebound is Landsman. Just a little too strong on that one. And the Cyclones will walk it up the floor here. 41 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Harlan a 13-12 lead. Jewell going to hang on to it out front here as they set up kind of the four-corner style right now here with the three guards wide to the each side of the court. Kick it over now here to Ferry. 22 seconds left to go now as they start to lead the clock down to try to get a last shot. Claver now guarded closely here by Nelson. He gets double team. They kick it down low. Cave was open, and he went right to the rack and got an easy layup. Up the floor, Trojans go here with it. 7 seconds on the clock. Markham has it. Go dribble right side, get it over to Nelson. Nelson inside to Hoig. Turns, floats one off the glass, and a foul call here. He'll go to the line here to shoot two as time runs out in the first quarter. 15-12 is the score here. Harlan with the lead, but Harrison Hoig will go to the line here to shoot a couple. And that foul was whistled there on Adam Jewell, his first. Hoig at the line, and the first one is good. Harrison Hoig with one more coming. And he does miss that one. So makes one out of two there as time's expired here. So we'll take a quick break. It's a 15-13 lead for Harlan here after one. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mick Allen, a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. His office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated. Member SIPC. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Give John Becker, Mark Van Tyker, and Lee Satoff a call to help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Call Seed Pros South in Griswold at 712-778-4486. For economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service, visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try Fairway's full-service meat department at 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Marks back with you here in Harlan as we go to quarter number two, 15-13. Cyclones with the lead after one quarter. Atlantic with a basketball to start this second period. As Nelson stays on the floor, has it out top here to Harrison Hoig. They work the ball around the perimeter. It's Sam Markham kicking all the way across the left side. Dalton Franken trying to go one-on-one, brings it back up top now to Markham. Markham, right side, Stewart Hoig here on the perimeter for Dalton Franken. Just outside the free throw line, he jumps one up and in. Dalton Franken with his second field goal of the night, and we are all square at 15 apiece here in Harlan this evening in this varsity boys basketball game. A little earlier start time tonight as the Cyclones and the Trojans don't seem to be affected by that. They both played well here early. Cyclones have the ball front court. Nate Claver out top will leave it for Trey Landsman. He comes way out high for the basketball out near the center circle. Now he'll leave it back again for Claver, and they'll spread the floor a little bit. Atlantic trying to sit back into a bit of a zone. As they kick it into the left corner, and a quick three ball is up and good. Adam Jewell knocks down the triple, his second three here in the half. And it's 18-15 now in favor of the Cyclones. Markham to the front court for the Trojans, trying to penetrate against his 2-3 zone defense against the Cyclones. Out top now, Stewart Hoig comes into the lane. Jumper up, hard off the back iron, no good. Rebound inside is yanked away by Gabe Ferry. Cyclones up the floor quickly. Here near side, Claver. He has the ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Ben Nelson, who's played pretty actively and pretty well here since he's come into the lineup. In place of Chad Christensen, who picked up two early fouls. For the Cyclones up off the bench, Will Landsman checking into the game. Also in now for Harlan, Kyle Jewell. 18-15, Cyclones lead by three.
Well, and Ben Nelson's done exactly what you ask him as his role to do, to come in and provide an energy spark, and he's done exactly that. He's been really active with his hands, doing a good job of getting into passing lanes and just being an impact player out there on the floor when he gets his chance.
Officials discussing something.
I don't know
what they're concerned about. Harlan coach Mitch Osborne up off the bench, down to have a quick discussion with him. His question's been answered, and away we go. So inbound the ball here on the near side. Jewell will leave it in for Claver, and we'll restart. Back to Adam Jewell. He'll throw it all the way across on the bounce to Will Landsman. Landsman outside picked up his dribble. Now he's picked up there by Frank, and he does get rid of the basketball. And Nate Claver will reset the offense out top for the Cyclones. Claver goes right side. Quick pass out on the perimeter. Gets it back out top now to Will Landsman. He'll lob it inside and getting up high on defense is Harrison Hoyg to intercept that pass. We're under 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Harlan leads 18-15. Trojans with the basketball. Nelson left side on the wing. Kicking out top now is Stuart Hoyg. He'll step back and fire one up. No good. It rings in and out, and the rebound inside taken by Adam Jewell. Jewell will bring it back up the floor now and quickly bring it here to the left side. Dribble drive on the baseline, and the kick back out to Jewell. His shot blocked outside. The three-point ball blocked away by Sam Markham, and he chases down the loose ball. Showed off all his skills there. He had the hops to get up and block it and the quickness and long arms to go get it. To the front court now. Markham with the basketball. The Trojans have it. Markham in the center circle. Trying to back his way down now. He'll hesitate. Now drive hard here right side. He's hit as he goes to the basket. No foul calls. He misses on the layup attempt. And the rebound taken away by the Cyclones. Claver now to the front court. Quickly with a three ball from the left wing. He knocks that one down. His first field goal of the game. Makes it 21-15 in favor of Harlan. And now a foul in the backcourt on the inbound. As Adam Jewell, playing lone cowboy on the backside, picks up his second foul, trying to see if he can steal one away. He'll check out of the ball game now as Nathan Cave will come back in. Gabe Ferry also checking back in here for the Cyclones. Atlantic basketball, 4:55 left before halftime. 21-15, Harlan with the lead. Atlantic to the front court. Markham will bring it on the dribble here to the right side. Look down low. They're trying to post inside with Franken. They go left wing now. Stuart Hoyg back out top to Markham. The head fake, the dribble drive. He'll pull up and jump one up off the mark. Rebound inside is taken away by Landsman. Trey Landsman will run it all the way up the floor himself. Underneath, the wraparound pass down to the baseline. And we got a reach-in foul called against the Trojans. He wrapped that one around down low. And the foul done underneath whistled against Ben Nelson reaching in for the Trojans. That'll be his first and just the third team foul against Atlantic. Each team with three fouls whistled against it so far. As the Cyclones look to inbound, the ball knocked out of bounds. Again, it's Harrison Hoyg getting up in front of Trey Landsman to knock that ball out of bounds. Back into the Cyclone lineup now, Jake Dagus, as Nathan Cave will come to the bench. 4:31 to go, second quarter. Quick inbound, and getting it right back now is Nate Claver. He'll set the offense up as he dribbles back out near the center circle. Nelson picks him up man on man. Step across, the dump inside. Now they kick it back out. Claver again with it out top. Claver steps it back on the dribble. Nelson not giving an inch. Hesitates, now drives to the right side. The quick shot, no good. Landsman, the rebound is put back, no good, but he is fouled. A whistle inside as Landsman got the board. Hesitated for a moment, then went back up with it. Foul on Harrison Hoyg will be his first. That's team foul number four against the Trojans here in this opening half. A couple of free throws coming here for Trey Landsman. And the first one is no good. Landsman with 5 points so far tonight, all in the first quarter. Markham will check out now as Jared Falk will check into the contest for the Trojans, a 6'2 senior. One more free throw here for Landsman. And the second one is good. He makes one of his two. That stretches the lead out now to 7. That's their biggest lead of the ballgame. It's 22-15 in favor of the Cyclones. Up the floor come the Trojans now. Out top, Dalton Franken steps out, tries the three, misses it. Rebound down low is taken away by the Cyclones. Kyle Jewell got the board quickly up the floor. They got to Trey Landsman. Couldn't hit the shot in traffic down low. Rebounded by the Trojans. Back comes Atlantic. Harrison Hoyg. Stuart Hoyg hesitates, drives, loses the ball. Picked up off the floor. Up the floor with it is Kyle Jewell. He stops in the lane, hesitates, a little head fake, and he banks one home underneath. Basket for Jewell inside, and it's a 9-point lead here for the Cyclones, 24-15, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here with the break. It's been a good second quarter so far here for the Cyclones, a 9-2 second quarter effort.
Yeah, it's been a good run here by Harlan. It just seems like ball's not bouncing the way of the Trojans here at the moment. A lot of kind of traffic, and it seems like every time a shot goes up, there's a bit of a scramble where bodies flying around to try to get a rebound, and it's just not falling into the Trojans' way right now. They got to do a better job of getting a body on a body, though, too, because they're not blocking out very well after those shots, and there's been a lot of opportunities for Harlan to get a second chance off of a rebound, and that's really what's hurting them right now.
Cyclones are a little bit longer. They list Trey Landsman at 6'6", the same as Dalton Franken, but you can see a visible difference in the height of the two players. The Cyclones keep trying to exploit that height inside. Trojans basketball, they bring it to the front court. Markham is back into the lineup now as they dump it down inside on the block to Harrison Hoyg, left side, and he falls back and can't hit the shot but got fouled in traffic. That foul going to be whistled against Jake Degas. That'll be his first. And that will send Harrison Hoyg to the free throw line for the second time tonight. He's got 3 points on the night, one of two from the free throw line so far. First one here is no good. One thing the Trojans have had some luck with this season is getting themselves to the free throw line. One more coming here from the senior. And the second one is good. So he knocks down one of the two. 24-16 now the score. Harlan with the lead. Quickly to the front court come the Cyclones as they dump it out top to Claver. Claver with the basketball, directing traffic out top near the center circle. They set a high screen for him with Landsman. Now leave it for Trey Landsman out top. Little shimmy, now kicks it off to the corner. Three ball coming from the right side. Corner is up and good. That's Kyle Jewell knocking down the three. And the Cyclones extend their biggest advantage of the night now to 11. It's 27-16. Nelson left side with the basketball off the dribble. Now gets a screen, dumps it off for Markham. Markham turns, curls, tries to drive in the lane. The step across move, the lean up off the glass, no good. Got his own rebound in traffic. Now it's stripped away, and we got a foul call inside. Foul on the floor, whistled against the Cyclones, and that's going to be on Nate Claver. That is his first, team number five against Harlan. Markham again to inbound, right side, Franken. Steps across in the lane. The hesitation, the fall away. Shot won't go. Rebound inside by the Cyclones. As they'll run it up the floor, Gabe Ferry takes the board and takes it ahead. Now to the right side, Claver open the three. No good. Rebounded inside by Hoyg. Long pass quickly up the floor. Knocked away by Landsman. Tried to hit Markham on the break. Landsman didn't even see the ball. He just reached his arm out. It happened to hit him. Now he'll pull up and try a three on the other side. That missed everything but the side of the backboard. And the rebound taken inside by Ben Nelson. Trojans ball, 2:10 left to go here in the second quarter. Atlantic trailing 27-16. Right side now. Stuart Hoyg off the dribble for Atlantic. Leaves it across to Nelson. Markham, left corner, brings it back out to Dalton Franken. Franken try to work one-on-one against Landsman. Leaves it here near side to Nelson. Nelson off the dribble. Back up top, Stuart Hoyg. And they'll work it to the left side. Markham out on the arc. Out top for Franken. He'll pull up and try the jumper just inside the circle. No good. Rebound tipped and finally controlled by Nelson. Nice bounce feed underneath the Harrison Hoyg, who can't get the shot, but the quick head fake creates the foul against Gabe Ferry, and that'll be his first. Number six against the Cyclones.
Another smart play there. Well, a good hustle play by Nelson first off to come up with the basketball and then nice pass down low to get it to Harrison. But Harrison did a good job of being smart and making sure he got the defender in the air to get a chance here to go to the free throw line. Well, that one called the bank.
Yeah, that one banks in off the window. Cyclones will send Jake Degas back to the bench now as Nathan Cave checks back in.
I think it's very important, though, that he keeps doing that and playing that smart, heady basketball down low.
Second free throw no good by Hoyg. It's a 10-point game, 27-17. Cyclones lead it. With the ball, minute 30 to go here in the half. Out top, Claver with a basketball now for Harlan. Claver trying to make a move against Nelson, drives the right side into the corner. Off the dribble, Jewell back out top, Landsman. Left side it goes, and the three ball is up and good by Gabe Ferry. Everybody throwing up threes tonight for the Cyclones. It is 30-17 in favor of Harlan. Got a minute 5 left to play here in this first half. Franken hesitates, drives the kick out. Nelson, right corner for three, no good. High rebound, take it inside by Claver. It's one and done pretty much every time for the Trojans. And out of the front court, we've got a foul reaching in. It'll be Sam Markham picking up his first foul, reaching in from the backside to punch that basketball away. That's just the fifth team foul against Atlantic, so no free throws for the Cyclones. Neither team has gotten to the bonus yet. The next Harlan foul will put Atlantic at the free throw line. We're down to 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. Cyclone stretch the floor a bit as Claver works out top. Leaves it for Jewell. Jewell off the dribble. Left hand looks for help now as he picks that up. Needs a little assistance. Nathan Cave comes out to give him a break. Now right back it goes to Jewell. Jewell guarded by Stuart Hoyt. Dumps it right side for Claver. Claver blanketed by Ben Nelson. Claver out top. Turns and tries to move. And now foul call. Ben Nelson will be whistled for the foul out front. That'll be his second. Team foul number six. 26 seconds left to play here in this first half as the Cyclones will inbound over on the far sideline. Claver will key it in. And he'll get it right back as he leaves it for Jewell, who hands it back to him. Down to 20 seconds now. Nate Claver out front handling the basketball in the center circle as he'll try to set this offense for this last opportunity. Down to 12 seconds. The curl. Gabe Ferry here near side tried to go to the basket. Markham cut him off. Now it's Cave. 6 seconds left. Back to Ferry in the left corner. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. He's caught in traffic. Turns. Has to fire up. It's blocked by Markham. Loose ball. And that'll end the first half as no one can come up with it before the buzzer sounds. Well, the Cyclones with a solid second quarter. They held Atlantic to just 4 points. Only one field goal in the second quarter. And Harlan has stretched out a 13-point lead here at the intermission. 30-17, Cyclones lead the Trojans here at halftime. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone Farm Tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call, 641-742-5517. Outfitters Plus Retail Store of Atlantic specializes in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery or silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted, that's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Pelgro. Using innovation in seed, chemical, and fertilizer in combination with precision ag technology to help farmers grow their businesses. Pelgro and Elkhorn, Atlantic, Oakland, Griswold, Messina, and Stewart.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Harlan tonight. The home team with the lead here at halftime in this Hawkeye 10 Conference boys basketball matchup here this evening. Harlan leading Atlantic by a score of 30-17 here at the break. A 15-4 advantage in the second quarter as the Cyclones started to light things up from outside. Boy, they only had 5 field goals in the second quarter. 3 of them were from distance. And it's tough to beat a team when they really start hitting those three-pointers. That three-point line can be a blessing and it can be a curse. Right now it's a curse for Atlantic. It's a blessing for Harlan.
Yeah, it's certainly a big difference here in this ball game, and not only do you have three-pointers going down, 5 different players have hit one of them, so that's tough to defend for any ball club. So Atlanta's going to have to do some things to adjust to be able to get out there and react a little bit quicker on the outside. You know, obviously that's going to help open up the inside a little bit for Harlan, but you got to hope that you maybe can collapse better than you can react out, because right now you know you have to get out there and force them to try something different, because they do have the hot hand from the perimeter.
Yeah, the Cyclones have only knocked down 10 field goals here in the first half, but 60% of them have been from the three-point line. And they've hit from a lot of different places. Right corner, left corner, out top on the wing. They've been doing it all over the place. It's tough to defend a team when they can really stretch the floor like that. And part of that probably is a credit to Trey Landsman, because he kind of opened up the outside early on. They made a real tough effort trying to get that ball down and use his length. I'd say they list him at 6'6", the same as Dalton Franken, but you can see at least a 2-inch difference in the two standing side by side. So somebody's a little off on their measurements. And he's got some long arms. He's an active player both inside and out, and they took advantage of his size inside early on to get some easy baskets to get started, as he was able to knock down 5 quick points in the basketball game to help them jump out to that early 5-0 lead before Atlantic rallied back. But when they started hitting those outside shots, and also Chad Christensen going to the bench, Ben Nelson played well when he came in to spell him with 2 quick fouls, but you also lose that offensive the spark that Christensen can lend to your team. And, of course, these kids have been playing together forever. They know exactly where all their teammates are on the floor at all times. It's tough to lose that when you've been so used to that.
Yeah, and you have a team that's just, and both of these teams are kind of the same way, but you have a team that's just so thin. You don't have that depth that you can really rely on. The kids that don't have a lot of experience are filling those roles to step on the floor and fill in when somebody does get into foul trouble. And yeah, you just can't afford that, especially, you know, with those main players that really contribute a lot, you know, between Markham, Christensen, Franken, and either one of the Hoigs, you know, either way, if one of them gets into foul trouble, you start to kind of lose the sync of your basketball team a little bit because you need those guys out there. You know, you mentioned Ben Nelson did an admirable job on the defensive end trying to help out and being active, but yeah, his offensive game is not nearly as polished as Christensen's is, so you lose that threat and you lose that outside threat on the other end. You know, maybe Christensen's able to hit a couple of those outside shots to counteract, so that's something that really hurt them there, and we'll see, hopefully, that, you know, that can change here in the second half. You know, Coach Blazek made the decision to keep him on the bench the rest of the half and not risk that third foul before halftime. So now he's going to have to come out and play smart and contribute and make an impact and maybe make some of those outside shots to be that counteractive force.
Well, and those are hard decisions to make as a coach, too, when you get a player like that ends up with quick foul trouble. You know, you don't want to get that third one, but how long do you sit him? Do you run the risk of thrusting him back out there when you see the other team start to knock down a couple of shots and maybe stretch open a lead? You know, how much is too much of a lead? You know, you always know you can maybe play him a little more than you otherwise would in the second half if he can, you know, stay out of foul trouble. But how far is too far? You know, they're down 13 points right now. Is that too far? Don't know. I guess we're going to find out here not too far down the road in this second half as the Trojans will have to battle from behind here in this one tonight.
And the other thing I think that kind of hasn't played well into Atlantic's hand here in this first half has been the pace, and give credit to Harlan because we've mentioned that it's kind of been one and done a lot of times down the floor for Atlantic. They haven't been able to get those offensive rebounds. On the other side, Harlan has, but when they do get those defensive boards, they've been really quick to outlet and get down the floor and try to create something. You know, whether or not they score right away, it still kind of, you know, jumbles up the defensive mess a little bit for Atlantic. So they've been doing a good job of pushing that tempo a little bit. And not that Atlantic's not a team that can get up and down the floor, but, you know, sometimes you get in that flow and you just never feel like you're comfortable and set in your defensive scheme. And I think Harlan's been doing a good job of making that the case so far.
30-17, your score. Harlan leading Atlantic here at halftime. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll get you some numbers from the first half in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Geis Perry Jewelry, the jeweler of choice for all of your jewelry needs. Geis Perry Jewelry in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Geis Perry Jewelry, for now and forever.
Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company has provided telecommunications services to Griswold, Elliott, Lewis, Lyman, and Grant since 1946. We are proud to be a locally owned company.
For a cool treat, head to Dairy Queen in Shelby. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Choose from their delicious banana splits, floats, shakes, blizzards, parfaits, plus much more. They also serve a full menu of sandwiches and fries. Stop by Dairy Queen in Shelby today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime in this Hawkeyes and Cutfritz boys basketball matchup, an early game on a Tuesday night. They've got some final exams coming up this week. That's why the early start time. Normally we'd be looking at 7:30, 7:45 for tip time, but they started around 6 o'clock here this evening to get them all home a little bit earlier, assuming they'll be studying with that extra time.
You can only hope.
You can only hope. Let's take a look at some numbers for you here at the intermission for the Cyclones. Nobody in double figures for either team. It's a lot of guys all contributing. For the Cyclones, 6 points here in the first half for both Adam Jewell and Trey Landsman, helping to get things started for the Cyclones. Also 5 points each for Nathan Cave, Kyle Jewell, and Nate Claver. 3 points for Gabe Ferry here tonight in the first half. 4 of 5 from the free throw line for the Cyclones. For the Trojans, 5 points each for Sam Markham and Harrison Hoig. 4 points for Dalton Franken and 3 for Chad Christensen. And that's the sum total of their scoring in the first half. They were 4 of 7 from the free throw line as well. Just one of those baskets for Atlantic from the arc. 6 of Harlan's baskets have come from distance here tonight. Foul issues, really not a lot, unless you consider Chad Christensen, who spent most of the first half on the bench after picking up 2 fouls. He sits with 2. Ben Nelson has 2. And for Harlan, Adam Jewell has two as well. So that's how things set as we get ready for this second half of basketball. Well, I'm assuming that the Trojans would like to see a little bit of a run. They can knock down the threes as well. They did pretty well at that Saturday night over in Norwalk and was able to open up a game in the second half that was relatively close by using some long-range bombs. They need to do that again tonight and play some solid basketball and take and maximize their possessions.
Yeah, they really do. You know, it's hard to believe sometimes when you watch a basketball game that, they get all kinds of opportunities. But when you really kind of, you know, put it under a microscope, a lot of times you don't get that many chances to make an impact, so you got to make those possessions really count. And I think, we've talked about Atlantic, all year long and how kind of as their outside game goes, they're going to go because they need that to happen. They just don't have that big force inside that's going to dominate a game underneath. So you've got to have the players around the perimeter that can knock down those outside shots and make things happen. And hopefully Atlantic can do that to make things change up here in the second half a little bit with the way that this game has kind of been paced here so far. Both teams are just wrapped up here out on the floor with their warm-ups here for the second half, and we're about ready to get things tapped off. Final instructions coming from both coaching staffs, and that's kind of the game we'll see played as well. What adjustments do each of these two teams make here at the halftime break for two guys that have been battling at each other for a long time, and Steve Blazek and Mitch Osborne. And the Cyclones will start with the basketball here as we begin the second half of play. Starting five back out there for the Trojans. So Chad Christensen, Harrison Hoig, Dalton Franken, Sam Markham, and Stuart Hoig out on the floor. Harlan gets the basketball working from left to right here, and we're underway in the second half. They have it out front here. Adam Jewell with the basketball. Adam Jewell out there all along with Trey Landsman, Nathan Cabe, Gabe Ferry. And now they battle, swat it around, and they get it back down low. It kind of bounced around like a pinball for a moment. They got it back down low to Nathan Cabe, and he gets the bucket off the glass to open things up here in the second half. So it's now 32-17. Harlan with the lead. Atlantic back with their first offensive possession here in the second half. They'll dump it out top. Christensen, we'll see if he can hit one. Nope, not there that time from the outside. Rebound, though, to Franken. He'll drive around, go to the rack, and get one off the glass. So don't hit the three, but it still results in a bucket. And it's 32-19 here is the score here after we get going here in the second half. Claver has it out front. He's the other one I didn't get a chance to mention there for you that's back out there on the floor. They're starting five here in the lineup. And now a foul is going to be called here against Harrison Hoig, working hard against Trey Landsman. Hoig went to the ground, but they call him for the hold, and he'll get whistled for his second foul. So first now the second half here against either squad. And now a foul going to be whistled the other way here, as inside it was Nathan Cabe pushing off to try to get himself open, and he's going to pick up his second foul.
Yeah, you can just see that coming. A lot of contact here early on in this possession up the floor by the two teams.
So now Atlantic with the ball here. We'll dump it inside here. A tough pass. They try to flip one in there here to Harrison Hoig. A lot of contact, though. We're going to get a foul call underneath. It's also going to be against Nathan Cabe, so he picks up his second and third back-to-back, and he'll head to the bench as they bring back in Jake Degas to the lineup. Inbound underneath here for the Trojans this time. They'll inbound it to Markham here in the corner. Floats one up, missed the shot, rebound. He goes high to get his own rebound and then pulls it back out to reset. So good effort to keep the possession now here for the Trojans after the miss. Christensen will get a screen here right side from Franken. He'll go right side. Now drive all the way to the hole. Tried a tough pass across. Stuart Hoig didn't get there quick enough, and Claver got in front to steal it away. Up the floor they go, pass left side. They'll lob it down low as they try to get it into Landsman, and a foul with the contact, and it's going to be Chad Christensen picking up his third, as there were three or four bodies in there banging into each other, and Christensen gets slapped with it. So now he'll need to be careful here with that third foul. Inbound, and the Stuart Hoig will tap it away, knocked it out of bounds, and the Cyclones will inbound again underneath. Claver will be the one to key it in. Cyclones spread the floor here, ready to put it back in play. Claver waiting for something to open up now. Now we'll lob it out and dribble and back to Claver. Claver out front. He'll get a screen from Landsman, but decide to go the other way on the dribble drive. Now stops and stutters, goes around, missed the shot. Good job by Harrison Hoig to come across and get his hands up in front of him. Up the floor we go. It's Franken slicing into the lane. Little hook shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stuart Hoig, and he'll kick it back up front here to Harrison Hoig. Now back over to Christensen, right side Markham. Markham up top to Harrison Hoig. The pump fake, kick across to Stewart. Stewart back to Markham. He'll try the three, top of the key. That's good. Trojans finally find the well from the outside, and it's 32-22, back to a 10-point game now. Up the floor, Adam Jewell will bring it across here for the Cyclones as Trojans stay here man-to-man. Left side pass, they go over here. Get it off to Ferry. Now he gets it back up top. Landsman Claver cut back door to Heinz Stewart. Hoig missed the shot, though, and Hoig got the rebound. Missed opportunity there for the Cyclones. Here comes Christensen up the floor with it. He'll dribble. Now has it tipped and stolen away here by Jewell. Then it's tied up as Harrison Hoig gets tied up with him there. And the arrow is going to belong to the Trojans. So they'll get the keep here underneath. Almost a turnover there for Atlantic. Checking in here, Kyle Jewell will come back into the lineup here as Gabe Ferry checks out for the Cyclones. Christensen inbounds here to Harrison Hoig. Up top they go to Stewart. Stewart crossing over. Now hangs on to it. Gets it off here to Markham. Markham over to Christensen left side. Christensen up top here. Franken, he'll try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound up high. Markham taps it and then saves it before it goes out of bounds. Great athletic play again by Sam Markham to keep it alive. Christensen out front will call another play here. He'll dribble left side off the screen from Franken. Now pick it up. Dumps it right back to Franken. Franken will kick it out. Stewart Hoig will try the three. That's in and out and no good. Rebound pulled down by Degas inside. Up the floor they go. It's Claver right wing. Crossover to Landsman. Now he'll dump it right underneath. Wide open. Got left alone. Blocked from behind though there by Stewart Hoig. As they try to get the shot up underneath with Kyle Jewell, but they get it back. Now back in the corner, Kyle Jewell will try the three. Missed it. It's slapped out of there by Claver. Goes into the backcourt, and it's going to be on the sideline out of bounds to the Trojans. Dalton Franken will inbound here, and Atlantic will get it back. Christensen brings it across. 4:16 left to go, third quarter. Dump pass over to Markham at top of the key. Pump fake and a dribble drive. Kicks it out to Stewart Hoig. Now he'll drive all the way into the lane. Shot slapped out of his hands. Ball on the floor. It's tied up and still saved on the floor by Hoig. And then it eventually goes out of bounds. There are no bodies left to try to corral the basketball.
Everybody in the area was sprawled out on the floor trying to get the ball.
So now inbounding it here will be Landsman. He gets it and gets it right back. He'll push it up the floor. Gets it across. Degas gets open underneath. Missed the shot, though. Good contest there again by Stewart Hoig. Up the floor quickly to Christensen. Now to the trailer. Franken behind the back with the shot. Gets it to go and the foul call on the run. Great athletic play by Dalton Franken. I don't know that he had a good idea that was going to go in, but it worked out. And now a 30-second timeout called here by the Cyclones as they want to talk things over as Atlantic. They started to claw their way back into this one. 32-24, now your score.
You know, the easy thing for Chad Christensen to do in that breakout would have been just to keep going and go hard to the basket, but I think he realized that he didn't have a good angle there. The defender was going to be able to get down there and contest, and he knew that Dalton Franken was coming on the run down the lane. That's a nice feedback there, and a nice job athletically in the air by Franken to avoid massive contact. There was some contact there, but not enough to knock that ball out of his hands.
Nate Claver picked up the foul here, and we'll go to the line here for a chance at a three-point play here after the break. And Atlantic starting to get a little more aggressive here. I think that also was maybe one of their downfalls there in the first half, not going strong to the basket at certain times when they had the opportunity.
Well, they've cut this lead almost in half here. It was a 15-point lead at 32-17 early in this quarter. It's down to 8 right now at 32-24. They've run off 7 straight.
And that free throw is up and good here by Franken, so he knocks it down to complete the three-point play. 32-25 here. Cyclones are leading the basketball. They'll kick it here left side. It's Gabe Ferry with the basketball. Picks up his dribble, needs some help. He's double-teamed. Now they get it across, down underneath to Jewell. Blocked by Hoig. He came across and blocked it. Jewell got it right back, though. Cyclones just haven't been quick on the trigger on those underneath baskets, and Hoig's been there to get a hand on a few of them. Now underneath, Harrison Hoig taps it away. Last touch by the Cyclones. Landsman got a hand on it last, and Atlantic will get it. Good hustle play there by Harrison Hoig to curl around and get a hand on it, and then Landsman couldn't corral it. Christensen will walk it up the floor here. 3:18 left to go here in the quarter. Pass off to Markham. Markham, top of the key. He'll drive right side. Go all the way. Float one up. Tough shot in the air. No good. Rebound. Pulled down there by the Cyclones as Jewell comes up with it after the tap out. Up the floor, Jewell will drive right side. Fell down as he went to the hoop. And they're going to call it a foul on Stuart Hoig as he just tripped himself, but yeah, give him a free one.
He just flat fell down, but Hoig was in the neighborhood.
Claver will inbound here underneath here for the Cyclones. Three fouls on both teams here in the second half so far. Jewell will curl around, go all the way to the rack and get a layup that time. Quick move there by Adam Jewell, got him free.
Boy, Harlan sorely needed that. That stopped an 8-0 run by the Trojans.
Up top, Franken will kick it left side here to Stuart Hoig. Back up top, Markham. He'll try the three off the mark. Might have got a piece of that one. Markham goes and tracks down the long board, though. Gets it to Franken. Over to Christensen, top of the key for the three. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for, and Markham's going to get called for a reach-in, trying to get it back away from Nate Claver. And Markham will pick up his second. It'll be team foul number four here against the Trojans.
I don't think these officials are used to seeing an athlete so quick as Sam Markham.
Inbound from Landsman will come here with some full court pressure put on by the Trojans. They get it into Claver, and now they'll back off quickly. Ben Nelson's back into the lineup here for Atlantic. And he'll guard out top against Claver. Right side they go. Ferry back over to Claver. Claver will have it. Stuart Hoig is getting a breather right now here for the Trojans. Claver will kick it off now here to Ferry. Tapped, almost stolen away, and it is stolen away. Markham steals it up the floor on all is lonesome, and he gets the layup to go. Nice steal and conversion by Sam Markham.
Don't turn your back for even a second. Everybody's swatting at the basketball for Atlantic.
34-27. Trojans now climb back here within a seven-point game. Jewell kicks it off of his leg, goes in the backcourt. It's going to be the over and back, and the Trojans will get it right back. Turnover starting to mount now here for the Cyclones, and Atlantic needs to take advantage here once again on the offensive end. Christensen will have it up front. Kicks it over left side to Nelson. Nelson back to Franken here. Top of the key, over to Christensen right side. Good movement right now here by the Trojans on offense. Markham, he's open left side. He'll try the three. That's off the mark. No good. Ben Nelson gets the long rebound, though. Trojans now getting some offensive boards here in the second half. Christensen gets a screen, gets it off to Franken. He'll kick it out right side to Nelson. Nelson a couple of dribbles across to Markham. He'll curl around, duck up and under. Now kick it back over far side to Franken. Franken, he'll pull up for the long shot just inside the arc. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Landsman for the Cyclones. Claver up the floor with the basketball. We'll kick it right side here to Ferry. Back to Claver, and they'll back it out. 34-27. Down to 1:04 left to go here in this third quarter. In the corner, they kick it to Jewell. Now back up top. They'll work it around the horn. Landsman has it at the top. We'll dump it into Cave, who's come back in. Now back outside they go here to Ferry. Ferry back up top. Get it to Claver. Cyclones wasting some time right now here. 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. They're really spreading it out, trying to force Atlantic to come up and contest. Now Jewell's going to try to force his way to the basket. He's going to get a foul call here on the floor. That's going to be whistled against Ben Nelson. That'll be his third.
And kind now
we'll have Stuart Hoig checking back into the lineup here for Nelson.
Sorry, Chris. I was going to say it was kind of a bailout call when you take a look at it because Jewell was just wildly trying to get his way into the lane and got lucky that call.
Claver will kick it in here to Landsman, and they'll back it up top again. 36 seconds. Looking to use the clock and maybe get a last shot here in this third quarter. And Landsman will kick it in the corner now here. Ferry back up top to Claver. And they'll just set it up, hold on to it outside. Christensen will come up on the tight D. Claver. He picks up his basketball, getting close to a five-second call here. No count there. And now they get it across over there, and a wild shot on the run. They're going to call a blocking foul here. Out of control that time. Going to be whistled against Harrison Hoig. That'll be his third, and we'll go to the line.
Tough break for the Trojans. The official, I think, forgot where he was counting. Looked like he was way past 5 seconds out top there.
It was pretty close before he picked up the dribble. Then he waited a while after that. Gabe Ferry picks up the first free throw. He'll have one more coming here. 35-27 and make that 36-27 as he hits the second free throw. Inbound here for the Trojans. They'll bring it up here with 10 seconds left to go in the quarter. Christensen will get a screen. He'll cross over, go left side, pull up for the jumper from 15. In and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Landsman. 2 seconds. Jewell will fire a half quarter at the buzzer, and that's well short. And that's going to be the end of three. Trojans climb back a little closer here. 36-27 The Cyclones have the lead here after three. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Horizon Equipment. As a farmer, you depend on your equipment to keep operation running smoothly. That's why you need the John Deere Certified Service Technicians on your side. Visit Horizon Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Southwest Iowa, with six locations to better serve you. Ed's Lawn Equipment, 706 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers sales and service on Aaron's and Echo products, Echo chainsaws, and lawn trimmers. Ed also has a good selection of used outdoor power equipment. Stop by Ed's Lawn Equipment in Atlantic today. America's Best Value Inn. Got family coming to town? Don't forget about America's Best Value Inn, located at the junction of Highway 71 and Interstate 80, just 5 short miles from Atlantic. Also, be sure to ask about the Atlantic special rates.
Well, the Trojans shaved off a bit of the lead in the third quarter. Was it enough? It was 13 at half. It's 9 as we start the fourth quarter. 36-27. Cyclones with the lead in the basketball as we go to quarter number 3 and a steal. Sam Markham stepped across, told the pass away as Claver tried to fire one out. And now a foul back the other end as Markham tried to beat Claver back to the basket. And Claver gets a good chunk of him and picks up the foul. His third, Sam Markham to the free throw line.
A little bit of a hip check there from Claver at the end of that one. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to get frustrating dealing with a guy like Markham that's able to get in there and make those kind of plays.
Markham in double figures for the Trojans with 10 points tonight, trying to make it 11, and he does as he makes the first free throw. You know, the thing is, the Trojans, sometimes teams get caught up in that three-point line, trying to think that's the only way they can get back in a game. Atlantic actually has another dimension. They can get back in it with defense and making not just stops, but making plays like Markham just did and turning it into points on the other end as he makes the second free throw. 36-29, it's a 7-point Cyclone lead. Pressure backcourt now by the Trojans as Claver will take the inbound feed and walk it up. Christensen man-on-man against him defensively. Cross here near side, Adam Jewell. Jewell on the arc, dumps it out top, almost stolen by Hoy. Back it comes now to Jewell. I think Landsman expected him to flash out quite that quickly. Jewell out the center circle, now leaves it left side for Claver. Claver to Cave. Cave pulls up from the three-point line. The fire, no good. The rebound tapped and controlled by Landsman. Into the lane it goes. Ferry, the layup try, no good. He's fouled. And that'll be whistled against Stuart Hoig. That'll be his second. And that will send Ferry back to the free throw line. So Gabe Ferry to the line. He just made his only two tries in the third quarter. He'll get a couple of them here, and the first one by the lefty is no good.
Stuart Hoig's been doing a pretty good job of coming across on help defense and really getting in those lanes. You know, you're going to take a foul once in a while doing that, but a pretty good job to get there still.
Second try by Ferry is good. He hits one of his two. Makes the score 37-29, an 8-point lead for the Cyclones. 7 minutes, 15 seconds to play here in the game. Out top, Dalton Frank and right side, bounce feed off to Christensen. Christensen spinning, looking, bouncing it inside on the block, and it's stolen away. Tried to get it to Hoig, taken away by Nathan Cave. Up the floor comes Adam Jewell. Jewell across the half-court stripe now will reset. Cyclones trying to take the lead back to double digits. Far pass left side, stolen away by Markham. On the run up the floor, he crosses over, takes it to the rack and lays it in. Sam Markham the steal and the finish on the other end. And a quick timeout off the bench by Coach Steve Blazek. 37-31. The Cyclones were hoping to go up by double digits. Instead, it's a 6-point game now. As Markham doing the damage here with defense. The steal, the finish on the other side. It's a 6-point game. The timeout by the Trojans is a 30-second timeout. So we'll leave it here during the short break as Atlantic gets another big defensive play turning into points.
That was a huge play right there. You're looking at a situation where you just mentioned it right before the steal. Could have gone back to double digits for the Cyclones, and Markham flashes in there, gets a bucket on the other end. Great finish to get that bucket in transition, and you know that really kind of gets the momentum swung right back to the Trojans here. It kind of feels like they have that little bit of edge right now. They just need to continue to chip away and make the conversions on the offensive end to make it pay off.
Cyclones will have the basketball with 6 minutes, 50 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. 37-31. It's not been a high-scoring game. Been a real defensive struggle by these two teams so far. And the inbounds pass stolen away again. Stuart Hoig taps it away and steals it. I barely got it out of my mouth, and yet another defensive play by Atlantic. Christensen out top with it. They double screen for him top side. He'll roll to the right. Ball knocked away by Trey Landsman. Christensen trying to chase it down. They're both on the floor. Now Harrison Hoyt trying to dive in to make a play. And we've got a foul call against Atlantic. And it's going to be whistled on Chad Christensen underneath. Boyd came flying over the top to try to tie up that basketball as everybody was on the floor.
You know, you're a dedicated player when you leave the feet and do the barrel roll.
That's the eighth team foul against Atlantic. So the Cyclones are in the bonus, and Trey Landsman will go to the line. That's the fourth foul against Christensen. Landsman's front end of the bonus is good. He'll get a second. 38-31 the score. Cyclones by seven. Second try here by Landsman. And that one is also good as he rattles it home. 8 points for Trey Landsman. 39-31. Cyclones lead it by eight. Back up the floor come the Trojans here near side. Underneath, they get it inside for Harrison Hoyt. He leans, can't get the shot. Rebounded, put back by Dalton Franken, no good. And the rebound again by Franken, and he goes right back to the rack for the lay-in. So Dalton Franken with his first points here in the quarter. 39-33, back to a six-point game for the Cyclones. 6:10 left to play. Front court now, Claver with a basketball out top for Harlan. Quickly here to the near side of Jewell. Jewell right corner, back out top, Claver, as they work the perimeter. Trojans sit in the man-to-man. They lob it down low. This first Trey Landsman inside. He got the ball on the block and gets fouled underneath. And the foul, I'm not sure. The official just said 44. We don't have one of those. I'm guessing he said if we meant 45, that'll be four against Harrison Hoyt. Front end of the first free throw on the way is no good. It rattles in and out for Landsman. He is four out of six from the free throw line tonight. Landsman with 8 points here in the ballgame. His second try on the way, and that one is also no good. Franken with the rebound. Franken ahead quickly. Christensen out of the front court here near side. Markham, left wing. Off the dribble now, looking low. They're trying to post up underneath with Hoyt. Can't find him. Now back up top to Stewart. Left side it comes down to Christensen. Christensen off the dribble, the bounce pass low. It's Harrison Hoyt leaning. The bank shot won't go. The rebound tapped out on the floor, and it's picked up by Jewell. Cyclones back the other direction now, and another steal. Markham with the steal. He'll take it to the rack and lay it in. Steal in the backcourt. Jewell ended up on the floor. The Cyclone fans screaming for a foul. Didn't come. It's a four-point game. Quickly up the floor now. Two-on-one, and a steal by the Trojans. Franken comes up with the ball. Cyclones had a two-on-one. Dalton Franken steals the bounce feed in the lane. Markham across the line. The Trojans within four and the basketball now. Markham right side drives in traffic, and we got a foul. That'll be on, I believe, Adam Jewell as he tried to drive down the right side of the free throw lane. And that for Jewell will be his third foul. Just the fifth team foul in the Cyclones. No free throws here for the Trojans. Kyle Jewell will come in off the bench for Adam Jewell. And in the meantime, Mitch Osborne is standing out on the floor asking for timeout. That'll be a 30-second timeout. 39-35. Trojans have whittled what was a 13-point lead down to four here with plenty of time to go here in this fourth quarter.
And I think, you know, Cyclone fans obviously reacting to that steal by Markham that thought they should have been a foul. But, you know, the way the play played out, you know, obviously I see more of Atlantic than I do Harlan, but Adam Jewell's been kind of out of control a lot of times that he's had the ball and he's just been kind of slipping forward and not awkwardly having the possession. And he really didn't have great possession on that ball. Markham just reached out, tapped it, and he had possession before the contact really came. So I can see why they let that one go. And it was just a tough play once again by Markham to get in there. And on the other end, Jewell made another mistake on the two-on-one, and he just kind of threw a lazy pass, and it was right into the hands of Frank, and we come back the other direction.
Harrison Hoyt checks out as Jarrett Folk comes in for the Trojans. Christensen trying to inbound. He'll fire it out top as Markham will take it near center court. 5 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a four-point game. Trojans out top now with Christensen. They double screen once again. He goes to the right, leaves it for Stuart Hoyt. Out top now, Franken. Left side, Markham to the corner, Christensen. The bounce feed low for Falk. Back to Christensen. He'll drive to the baseline. Cut off there. Now back to Markham. They'll reset. Markham will bring it back out top on the dribble. 4:42 left to play in the fourth. Markham right side off the dribble. Pulls up. Now looks to the corner. Stuart Hoyt with it. Open for a moment. Out top, Christensen. Open for the three. No good. In and out. Rebound inside is knocked out of bounds by the Cyclones. It'll stay with Atlantic. Nice job by Jarrett Folk. He was out, man, 2-1 inside, but held his ground, and the Cyclones knock it out of bounds.
That's a big play. You got to really hold your ground inside there to try to get as many boards as you can.
Christensen to Markham. Down low, they post with Frank, and he turns in the lane. The fall-away jumper might have gotten a hit. No foul call. Ball on the floor. Falk fights for it. It's a jump ball. It's tied up, and it'll be Atlantic basketball. Trojans will again keep possession.
Now, here's your third chance. You really need to take advantage here and get some points on the board here now.
Trojans inbound once again. The bounce feed here to Franken. Left side across now to Markham on the wing. And he'll hand it off here to Christensen coming around. 4:12 left to go in the fourth quarter. 39-35 Cyclones. Trojans ball. Top of the arc now. Franken. Right side it goes to Markham. Markham across out top again to Christensen. Left side, Stuart Hoyg, head fake. Now tries to drive around Ferry. The bounce feed across the lane. They get it outside to Markham. The three ball on the way, no good. Rebound, tap to the floor. Stuart Hoyg takes away the rebound once again. The fourth opportunity on this end of the floor for the Trojans. Right side now, Christensen out top Franken. He'll load up for the three. That's good, and it's a one-point game. Dalton Franken buries the jumper from the top of the circle. It's 39-38. Trojans have cut 12 points off the lead. Back at the floor, block shot inside by Christensen as Landsman went to the hole. The tap out and the three-point ball off the mark, and Markham the board, and a foul will send him to the other end. The Trojans will have the basketball. Nathan Cave with the foul. Atlantic with all the momentum.
Yeah, I was just going to say, talk about having a huge momentum swing. You're able to have four chances on the offensive end, and then you make another great play on the other end of the floor to get the ball right back. The Trojans are really playing well right now.
Atlantic with a chance to take the lead now. It's 39-38, 3:20 remaining here in the basketball game. Quick feed, right side, Stara. Stuart Hoyg drives the baseline, the kick out. Franken on the wing, open for the three. It's no good. Rebound inside, fought for. Christensen up with it. He tries to take it back up, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. That puts Atlantic into the bonus, and that will be, I believe, Adam Jewell, and that will be number four on Jewell. So Christensen to the line now for the Trojans. Atlantic once trailed early in this half, 32-17. Since that time, they've outscored the Cyclones by a count of 21. As the shot, the free throw, no good by Christensen on the front end. I say they've outscored them, 21-7. Back up the floor now. It was once a 15-point lead. It was the biggest margin, 32-17. Cyclones have it front court. Here to the right corner. They lead by one and have the basketball. 2:50 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Nate Claver out top with it for the Cyclones. He'll dribble it back out to the center circle, and they'll reset the offense. Screen here to the right side. Claver looking. They dump it down low. Landsman trying to post. Goes underneath. The quick push. No good. Rebound. Tapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Atlantic. Markham had it. Claver came flying over the top and knocked the ball out of bounds. Sam Markham having his way with things tonight. His athleticism is making Atlantic look very good right now. Jared Folk gave him some nice minutes. He checks out of the ball game as Harrison Hoyg is back in for the Trojans. Christensen will walk it up the floor now with 2.5 minutes left to play as the Trojans trail it still by a point, 39-38. Atlantic off the right side now. Christensen on the arc, out top to Franken. Left side, Markham. Markham looking for some assistance now, so bring it back around top and hand it to Christensen in the center circle. Christensen will work it ahead with a double screen. He chooses to go right, now comes back left. Hesitates, pulls up, tries a long three. It's no good. Rebound, Stuart Hoyg, and he gets hit as Markham and he collide. Markham is still down as the Cyclones come away with possession.
That's not good. Markham, when he came down, he hit his head on the floor, and he's a little shooken up.
Boy, he and Stuart Hoyg jammed into one another. It looked like Hoyg was going to get the rebound, the loose ball, and then Markham came flying across. His momentum carried him over in that direction, and the two collided. And Markham's still down on the floor, hanging on to his noggin right now. 2:03 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's a 39-38 lead right now for the Cyclones. And if there's one player that you'd honestly say tonight the Trojans could not afford to lose, that would be the one.
Yeah, he's been their absolute just all-around hustle guy. He's been doing everything, getting in passing lanes, stealing the ball, converting on the other end. He's been a good all-around, just great player and spark plug tonight for Atlantic. We'll hope that he can get back in before this is over, but he looks to be hurting.
You can hear from the cheers. He was up and walked off the floor, came over to the sidelines. And he'll have to sit out since they stopped play. We'll see how long that lasts as the Trojans will send in Ben Nelson in his place. Cyclones inbound backcourt. Full court pressure by the Trojans now defensively, and Nate Claver will break that with a quick run up the floor. Under 2 minutes now, minute 55 left to go in the game. Claver in the center circle. Cyclones with a lead by one and the basketball. Jewell, left wing, gets a screen from Landsman, pulls up outside, now leaves it for Nathan Cave. Back out top to Jewell. Minute 40 left to play here in the basketball game. Jewell standing out top, now on the dribble. Jewell in the center circle will bring it forward, get a screen here to the near side. Looks low, there's nobody there, and leaves it for Landsman way out high. Minute and a half to go. Landsman guarded by Franken to Jewell. Now left side it goes to Ferry. Ferry off the dribble, turns into the left side of the lane. The leaner up, no good. Rebound comes long to the floor, and it's picked up by Dalton Franken. A minute 15 left as the Trojans cross the center court line, 39-38. Cyclones still by one, and we got a timeout on the floor asked for by the Trojans. One-point game with a minute 12 left to go. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Body in Marnie, the place to take your auto for expert repair on all makes of American and foreign vehicles. Call Phil Hetrick for expert auto repair at Hetrick Auto Body in Marnie. Walnut Creek Fertilizer, the place for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs, including custom application and expert advice from their agronomy field specialists. Call Walnut Creek Fertilizer at 784-3887 or Jim Walter at 243-2784. And the TV Store, your Sony authorized dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call at 243-3032. That's the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Harlan. Sam Markham checks back into the ballgame for the Trojans. A minute 12 left. Cyclones have been held to just two field goals here in this second half as Atlantic has rallied back from a 15-point deficit. It's a one-point game right now as the Trojans take the inbound. Chad Christensen out top will set the offense. Christensen looks to the right, now off the dribble, as he'll curl it around on the perimeter, and he'll dump it out top to Harrison Hoig. Now Markham here, left wing. Markham, the head fake, the drive into the lane. He throws one up in traffic and gets fouled. If the head still hurts, it doesn't show.
He wants to win more than his head hurts, I think.
That's Nathan Cave on the foul, and that's it for him. Cave has just fouled out of the basketball game here with 56 seconds left to play, as he'll finish with 7 points here tonight for the Cyclones. So Nathan Cave will have to leave the contest, and taking his place on the floor is Will Landsman, a freshman. Markham at the line here for the Trojans. He'll get a chance to shoot, too. It was a shooting foul, so a chance not just to tie the game, but to give the Trojans a lead here, which would be their first in a very long time. Markham at the line. The first one is good. Throws that one in, and the Trojans have climbed all the way back from down 15 to tie the game at 39 apiece. Markham with one more free throw try coming. And the second one is also perfect, and the Trojans have taken the lead, 40-39. Backcourt now. Pressure again by the Trojans, and a foul calls. They inbound it to Gabe Ferry, and he's bumped and fouled from the backside. Stuart Hoig picks up the foul. That is his third, and that's team foul number 10 against the Trojans here in the half. So that will be a two-shot foul on the other end as the Cyclones are in the double bonus. So Gabe Ferry goes to the line now for Harlan. He is 3 of 4 from the line here tonight. 55 seconds remaining in the contest. Ferry, the left-hander, looks at it. The first one is good, and that ties the ballgame. We are all even now at 40 apiece. One more for Ferry, chance to break this tie. And he does as he knocks that one down. It's 41-40 Cyclones. 55 seconds left in the fourth quarter as the Trojans inbound. Christensen walks the ball up the floor now. Again, they double screen out top for him. He goes to the left side, tries to drive, kick to the corner. Markham open, the three. Good from the corner. Sam Markham steps out and continues his domination here in the second half as he buries the triple from the corner. 43-41 in favor of the Trojans. And we had a whistle here as well as they are going to go talk about something here at the bench. And they're still discussing things. 39 seconds left. We're going to have a timeout asked for now, too. Might as well, since we've already kind of stopped things. timeout asked for here by the Cyclones, as Mitch Osborne asked for a full timeout. We'll keep it here despite the full timeout here with 39 seconds left to play here in this fourth quarter of the basketball game. I never thought when the Trojans were down 15 that we'd be talking about fourth quarter. I thought we'd be talking about the end of the game at this point, but the Trojans have really rallied back strong here in this second half, and Sam Markham really proving to be a strong leader here tonight for Atlantic.
Well, yeah, and this is the kind of team where you've got guys out there, a lot of seniors on the floor, and you don't know which night which guy's going to step up, and it has definitely been Sam Markham here this evening. He's just been all over the place, stealing the ball, and that's really what sparked this run. Those steals and those transition buckets really take the life out of the other team sometime, and you could really see that the Cyclones started to get their heads down a little bit. They started to make mistakes of their own that were unforced, and that's where, we got to this point where we can, and now it's seen Atlantic take a lead. So, he's really just done a great job, and that was a huge shot there to take the lead there with that three.
Well, Markham by far the leading scorer in the game. He's got 21 so far tonight, 16 of those here in this second half. The Cyclones have the ball. They've put a second back on the clock. That's what they were discussing before the timeout. 40 seconds left. Trojans lead by two, 43-41. Landsman to inbound in the backcourt. Knocked away, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. Chad Christensen almost with the steal. He tapped it away and tried to swat it off of the Cyclone back there, Nate Claver, but they say he stepped out of bounds. So the Cyclones will have to inbound once again in the backcourt. It's Claver with it, and he'll bring it up the floor. 35 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Claver to the front court now. They double screen out top. Trojans play a man-to-man. Picking up the dribble now. Claver looking for help. He gets it to Ferry off the far left side. He drives into traffic. He's stuck there. Now feeds it back out. 22 seconds left. Cyclones have the ball on the perimeter. Claver. Claver with it in the center circle. Again, they double screen. He goes right. Looks for some help down low. Now to the corner here near side. 12 seconds left. Claver back to Jewell. Back out top. Claver and a timeout asked for by Harlan with 8 seconds. 8.2 to be exact here on the clock. And this will be a full timeout. Again, though, we'll just leave it right here during this timeout. 8 seconds left. The Cyclones used a lot of time there, Chris. I realize that, they've got possession of the basketball, but, boy, I would have thought that maybe you'd like to give yourself an opportunity. You hate to wait for the last seconds to tick off before you take that shot. Sometimes it's kind of nice to shoot it up there with 5-6 seconds left, get a chance for a rebound.
Yeah, I think it was a poor decision at the beginning of the possession by Gabe Ferry to try to dribble in and really force the issue. He tried to make a couple of moves to get himself open, and there just wasn't that opportunity, and they had to kick it back out. And then the last couple of passes, I don't know if they'll go back to this, but it really looked like they're trying to force the ball to Adam Jewell for a three here right side. But Christensen kept stepping up quick enough to be there, and they were just playing catch for a moment before the timeout was called. So that's a guy you're definitely going to have to keep your eye on to watch. Maybe they'll set up a play for him. But, you are only down two, so they don't have to shoot that three.
43-41, the score. Atlantic with the lead. Cyclones have the ball, 8.2 on the clock. Jewell will inbound here near center court as he dumps it out top. Claver with it. Claver looking, 5 seconds left. Left side, Ferry. Long three try, comes up way short, and the ball will go out of bounds, and that'll do it. Landsman never made an effort to try to save the basketball on the baseline. He just went out of bounds and grabbed the ball, and the buzzer sounded just as he scooped it up. The Trojans finish it off. They come all the way back from 15 down here in the second half and win it in, I don't know how to describe the end of the game. It's less than spectacular finish. I was expecting a big finish, a big defensive player, a big basket or something, but it ended up kind of with a whimper, an air ball, and then a ball that ends up out of bounds.
Well, and actually, it was a smart decision by Sam Markham to just stand away and let that ball go, because he knew there wasn't a great chance to save that one for Harlan, and he knew it might end up out of bounds, and it'd take more time off the clock as it flew there, and it sure did. That's the way it turned out. Just as the ball hit the floor, the clock expired, so turned out perfectly in that instance.
43-41, Atlantic comes from 15 down in the second half, and they rally back to win the ball game here tonight. The Cyclones with not a single field goal in the fourth quarter, all free throws in this fourth quarter as Atlantic rallies back for the victory here tonight. We'll take a break, wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridges Hybrid House, your Asgrow DeKalb dealer is Thad Bridges. Please contact your local Asgrow salesman, Thad Bridges, with Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgrow today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary. the Pizza Ranch has great deals to accommodate your family. Choose from the pizza, chicken combo, or the Texas-size ranch pack. Then choose your two sides of cheesy ranch sticks, chicken fries, cactus bread, or a pint of potato salad. That's the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. J&S Carpentry of Atlantic, offering quality professional work on bathroom and kitchen remodeling. They'll even build you a brand new house. No job is too big or too small. Give J&S Carpentry of Atlantic a call today, 243-5788. That's 243-5788.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Harlan tonight, the site of a theft. Yeah. Atlantic came back in the second half and stole the game. They were down early in the third quarter, 32-17, a 15-point Cyclone deficit. But the Trojans, well, you can do the math real easily. The Trojans came back and outscored them by a count of 26 to what they have in the second half, 26-11 in the second half, or in the fourth quarter, rather, 26-5 in the fourth quarter, and came back to post the victory. By 16-5 in the fourth quarter to post that victory, rather. It was a 26-11 second-half effort by Atlantic as the Trojans come up with a big win and largely did it with defense, Chris, just two Harlan field goals in the second half of the contest.
Well, and you said theft. That's how they won, by stealing the basketball. A lot of turnovers there forced by the Trojans in that second half of play. Sam Markham was doing a terrific job of getting into passing lanes and then making the effort and transition to go get buckets, and he just played an excellent game in that second half here for the Trojans, and he was kind of that spark plug. There's a lot of other players that kind of followed suit, too, as well. You give a lot of credit to everybody out there on the floor because they all contributed, but, just a great job of forcing those turnovers. I have Harlan marked down for 11 there in that second half alone, and that really was the game changer.
You know, we outlined that before the ball game started in our pregame portion. We talked about how Atlantic averages about 11.5 steals per game, and you can see what that did for them here tonight as they were able to pick up some, I don't know how many steals, a lot here tonight. The majority of the Cyclone turnovers were steals by the Trojans as they were able to make a lot of moves in the backcourt that turned into some pretty easy baskets. Not all steals, not all turnovers like that turned into easy buckets, but the Trojans were able to finish many times this second half on the other end.
And then things that didn't happen for him in the first half started to happen in the second half. Offensive rebounds, one big key. Guys were flying all over the place. Stuart Hoig was one guy that really stood out trying to track down the basketball. He did a great job on help defense as well in that second half to force some of those block shots on the other end. And then after, that one possession, I guess, was kind of a microcosm of how the fortunes changed when they had four opportunities in one possession to get a bucket, and they end up with a three-pointer really kind of set the tone there at the end of the ball game to try to, gain that momentum and get the victory at the end.
Well, and I mentioned earlier during the broadcast, too, that sometimes the three-point line can be a blessing and a curse. You can shoot yourself back into a game or shoot yourself clean out of it from the three-point line, depending upon how you're playing that night. The Trojans used it wisely, though, in the second half. Sometimes the school of thought with teams is you just got to start chucking them up from outside. Otherwise, we're never going to get anywhere. And instead, you end up losing more and more ground. But the Trojans hit on three threes in the second half, but they used them wisely. They took them when they were there. Didn't really try to force them. Even the ones they missed weren't really forces here in the second half. What they did was smart and go to the basket, get the ball inside, and get some easy layups and make their free throws here tonight as well. They were 9 of 13 from the free throw line. Both teams shot well from the line, 11 of 15 for the Cyclones, but Cyclones didn't have hardly any field goals in the second half to mix in with those free throws.
Yeah, and I think that's one adjustment that you'll see Atlantic probably make a little bit more to is make sure that from the get-go in a ball game they make a little bit more of a concerted effort to drive to the basket and go up strong to the hoop because, they have the athletic players to be able to do that with, Christensen, Frank, and Markham. They all can really work off the dribble on their own if you get them a good screen or a little bit of space. And once they started to do that and mix things up a little bit, it really did make a difference here in this ball game. And, you got to credit the defense just so much. You hold a team to no field goals in a final quarter of a game that's a tight one. That speaks volumes about what you can do on the defensive end.
It did. Let's take a look at some of the numbers for you here tonight in the basketball game for Atlantic. Sam Markham, say what you will, Sam Markham, he hit his head tonight, and
Boy, that didn't seem to affect him one bit. Late in the ball game, came back in, knocked down an important three-point basket shortly after coming back out onto the floor. You can beat him around. You can knock him sideways. You can knock him down. But he still gets back up and makes plays for you, both on offense and on defense tonight. And Sam Markham, without a doubt, the star of the basketball game here tonight. You could be a blind man and still see that he was the star of the game here this evening. 21 points for Markham and a number of spectacular defensive plays as well. He was also perfect 5-for-5 from the free throw line here tonight, made a couple of three-point baskets in the second half. 16 of his 21 came in the second half as Atlantic rallied back in the contest. Dalton Franken with kind of a quiet 14 points tonight, got himself into double figures, but you don't have to be the star every night. You just have to help out who's ever got the hot hand. Franken, though, dropped in 14 tonight for the Trojans. 5 points also for Harrison Hoagan, 3 for Chad Christensen here in the ball game tonight. Harlan getting no one in double figures tonight. 8 points apiece for Gabe Ferry, Adam Jewell, and Trey Landsman here in the contest. Also 7 points for Nathan Cave before he fouled out late. 5 points each for Kyle Jewell and Nate Claver this evening for the Cyclones. Got to be a tough loss for Harlan. As I said, up 15 points very early in the third quarter, thinking that you kind of probably had things in pretty good check at that point, but then just going cold, ice cold from the floor.
Yeah, you got to feel pretty disappointed about the way the game started, and then having a pretty good opportunity to come away with a win here, against a quality opponent for either team, the way it turned out. But just as maybe bad as a loss as this is going to feel for Harlan, I think it's just that much more important of a win for Atlantic. A lot of people would say if they didn't win the game tonight, well, it's just one game, we'll move on. But for this team, they've been around the block a long time. This is the games that they wanted to win really bad. And if you lose this one, maybe it gets into your mental psyche a little bit and kind of frustrates you. This is an important game to win early in the season because of the fashion you wanted in and because, of the opponent that you wanted to knock off. And it's a big stepping stone for what this senior class wants to accomplish here the rest of the season.
Well, Atlantic watched earlier this season when a visiting team walked onto their floor in the Hawkeye 10 in Kemper Catholic and picked up a win. It's always a big win if you can grab one on the other guy's home floor, especially when you're playing one of the teams that you expect to be competing against for position later on in the season. And that's a big win for Atlantic on the road. Tough loss here tonight for Harlan. And it's also sending you off into the Christmas break as well. I mean, you've only got one more game now left here before you get to the holiday break for Atlantic. They'll play at home against Lewis Central, another solid basketball team, Friday night. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. But, that's another game. You win that one now. And after suffering that disappointing loss to Kemper Catholic at home, if you can turn around, they've run off four in a row now, all of them on the road. By the way, this four-game winning streak has all come on the road. They're going to come home to play Friday night. You win that and pick off five in a row before the Christmas break. Not only is your coach a lot easier to deal with during that long Christmas break, but you start to feel a little bit better about yourself and maybe gain some momentum coming into that second half of the season.
Yeah, certainly. It's a big win and a big confidence builder, and hopefully they can continue to carry that on down the stretch here.
So again, 43-41, the final. Atlantic rallying back from 15 down in the second half as they pull off the victory tonight here against the Cyclones. The Trojans, before they grabbed that lead here in the fourth quarter, they took the lead at 40-39 on a couple of free throws by Sam Markham. Prior to that, the last lead the Trojans had was 8-5 back in the first quarter. Cyclones took a lead. It was tied at 15 apiece, but the Trojans able to take their next lead at 40-39, trailed by as much as 32-17 early in the third quarter before rallying back for the victory here tonight. 43-41, your final. Atlantic defeating Harlan here tonight in boys high school basketball. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN will come your way on Thursday night, as we'll have a cross-conference game. We've got a Western Iowa Conference team facing a Rolling Hills Conference team. It's actually a doubleheader. Thursday night, we'll be at Adair Casey High School as the Bombers and Lady Bombers will face off against Riverside. Girls will get the night started at 6 o'clock, and the boys will follow at around 7:15, 7:30, thereabouts, and we'll have them both for you live here on the radio and also on the web at KJN.com. That's Riverside at Adair Casey. Girls first at 6 o'clock, boys to follow Thursday night here on the radio. And as we mentioned, we'll also have a game Friday night in Atlantic as the Trojans play host to Lewis Central in a boys Hawkeye 10 conference matchup. That'll do it for us here tonight. 43-41, your final. Atlantic, a thrilling victory tonight over the Harlan Community Cyclones. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this evening, and good night from Harlan.